Well, Dr. Mark, back here with you again, and I want to bring you from the danger zones. We talk about the top 10, remember? And those top 10 danger zones are extremely, extremely important to understand, especially as you are considering ministry, leadership, and needing the Holy Spirit to continue to work inside and continue to sort things out with you personally, but also then professionally. Speaking of which, as we look at the shadow sides, as a reminder, we look back at the past. What happened to our families of origin? What happened with our teachers, our coaches, our siblings, our parents, our relationships? In this video, we're going to look specifically at what things we need to pay attention to, especially when it comes to the term dysfunction. Now, you probably know what that word means in general. Yeah, you're dysfunctional. Yeah, it just doesn't, it's not working. There's so much dysfunction. We use that word very freely. The term dysfunction, however, is used in a manner here as we look at the shadow sides or the dark sides of the human experience. Pretty soon we're going to look at the five dark sides as it relates to dysfunction, having to do with codependency, having to do with passive-aggressive behavior, and so on. So what is dysfunction? Let's take a look at this image here as we consider dysfunction. As you can see in this photo, this woman is not buying it. This guy has either screwed up, or he's trying to make his story sound better, or she's concerned, or she's afraid. And while we can interpret this in a myriad of ways, however, the dysfunction definition here is this. Personal dysfunction is anything that impairs our normal functioning in relationships, human interaction, and or life situations. Dysfunction. And you see, with dysfunction, this helps us in this definition, in this context, we then see what is truly normal. Of course, when we look at normal, and I think we can all admit this, normal is kind of like the setting on your hair dryer, or the setting on the dryer of that's with your laundry facility, or a setting on anything, on your mobile. What's normal? I'm not sure. Dysfunction, then, can be put in the biblical context here as how we all fall short of the glory of God and how that manifests itself into behaviors and also disconnect between us and God and us, that is, amongst each other. We are dysfunctional people to begin with. We're born into sin. As Bible scholars as you are, as a follower of Christ, we know this. We're all sinners. We've fallen short. However, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That, I think, we can point at and say, that is what we can understand to be normal. When we are in Christ, when we are practicing the principles and the disciplines of God, when we are having Christ through the Holy Spirit put things back into order in the homes of our hearts, the living room, the bathroom, the bedroom, the kitchen, as God puts things back into order in our lives, more and more we become more like Jesus. And this addresses the whole thing of dysfunction, because yeah, we're going to talk about those five dysfunctions in particular. And how appropriate that we talk about the shadow or the dark side of our lives. We're talking about the five areas then, here eventually, about sin. The five areas that define how we fall short of God's glory. So we can better understand what it is to be a follower of Jesus, struggling through, sloshing through. Yes, we make mistakes. We fall down and God lifts us back up. And sometimes we fall harder than other times because of dysfunction. And we talk about that already with the danger zones, having to do with divorce, having to do with other chaos in our lives, choices that we regret, resentments we hang on to, grudges that we hang on to, it just seems like it's so normal, quote unquote, to hang on to because they were so wrong. Of course, as Jesus makes it plain in Matthew 7, who are we to judge our neighbor? You point your finger, three fingers point back at you. The log in your face, Jesus says, literally, prevents us from seeing the speck of sawdust in your neighbor's eye. That is your friend, your parent, your sibling, anybody else. Look at this picture again. She is not pleased, or she is scared, or she's nervous, or all the above. Anything that impairs, you might as well call it sin, because that has to do with separation from God. And when we're separated from God, we don't know God's will. We want to do what we want, when we want, when we want it. Because we want to be God. Well, that's and with dysfunction, it comes, it manifests itself from the sources, from the origins, having to do with this. Let's take a look. There's a practical reality of dysfunction. There's the mild side, as you can see, and the acute side, or severe side. And then you have things that happen in between. When we look back in our lives, back in our childhood, from birth right on through our teenage years, we have the mild side with the teasing. Perhaps it's acne that makes us look bad. We don't feel beautiful or look beautiful. When we look in the mirror, we feel ashamed. Or we are shamed because of that, or because of rejection. And then you go a next notch, a next level. Parental divorce. Adoption. Maybe you're an adopted child. It was tough to adjust. Or abortion. Perhaps you, as you watch this, have been through an abortion. Or you know someone who has in your family, and that's caused division, or it's caused strife, or, well, an uncomfortable situation. Social stigma. Because of things that have happened with your brother or your sister or your dad who went to jail, now he's out and he's still looked on as a felon. Many different social stigmas. And then the acute side, the severe physical abuse, alcoholism or substance use disorder of any kind, even food, death as well, as it applies to grief and also behaviors that manifest themselves because of grief and also how the family needs to change and how you need to change. Perhaps it was the death of a spouse or death of a parent. And you're still processing it today. These things contribute to the shadow side. They contribute to the dysfunction. They contribute to how we then need to depend on God to make things normal, to make us more like Christ. Because more and more we realize, I can't fix myself, God can fix me, and more He'll purge out of me what is dysfunctional and help me to merge into life the way God wants it to be, in Jesus' name. And then, as Paul says in Galatians 5, I will reap the benefits, reap the fruit, produce the fruit, that is, too. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and, oh yeah, self-control. That's what we now learn to be normal, as well as love. Love is patient, kind, keeps no record of wrongs. Dysfunction? Oh, we keep record of wrongs, big time. Dysfunction? Yeah. I'm impatient. I can't wait any longer. Anything that's opposite of what it says in 1 Corinthians 13, that we can consider to be dysfunction. As opposed to, in contrast, what is normal, which is what Paul, our Lord God, gives us as a blueprint of living like Jesus until we pass away or in God's presence and dysfunction goes away. No more death, no more dying, as we are in heaven with Him. Well, that's dysfunction. From here, we're going to look at where dysfunction comes from biblically, theologically, and keep pressing on here in this mini course to understand how the dark sides, the shadow sides of our lives operate and how we can conquer them with God's help. See you next time.